The EU is warning that up to 4 million people may leave Ukraine in what could be the worst European refugee crisis of the past century. Nearly 900,000 people have already left, many waiting up to 40 hours to cross the border in the freezing cold. And of Ukraine's neighbors, Poland has accepted the most. Let's check back in with Jan Pieklo. He was the Polish ambassador to Ukraine from 2016 to 2019. Ambassador, welcome back.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for your invitation.
And I do want to get your perspective on what's happening at the Polish border. Do you believe that all of Europe is about to enter into a humanitarian crisis?
We'll see, but I'm afraid that it's the beginning of the problem. So it is not easy to deal with such a wave. The border crossings are just packed and what is, of course, terrible, but there is the only way to handle this. So also the issue is that it would be nice to not allow in the person who is who has completely different attitude. He tries to organize sabotage, terrorist attack, or whatever. And we are pretty sure that the Russians would be also trying to use this method in order to simply to seed the panic.
I see. So you believe that Russians may be trying to cross into Poland in order to create some act of sabotage in your country?
Maybe not Russians, but the Russian agents. So people who are either paid or they sympathize with the Russian issue. Yes, they can. It is what they are already doing in Kiev, in Kharkiv. They are trying to raise the panic and to make people scared.
Poland is receiving the brunt of these migrants because you share such a large border with Ukraine. Do you have the infrastructure and the resources you need to adequately take care of the people who are leaving Ukraine?
This infrastructure wasn't planned for the refugee crisis. It was planned for keeping the traffic. So, yeah, of course it is difficult. It's a challenge. And it's amazing how the Polish people are responding to the crisis. They are sending their own cars, contributing money. They are helping with clothes, food, everything. So it's really almost shocking.
So I hear you saying that the Polish people are rising to the occasion to help out their neighbors. But as you know, not long ago, in 2016, the conservative government in Poland didn't want to take refugees in, including Syrians. It wanted to seal the border to prevent them from entering your country. Do you see a double standard here?
Not really. I understand that you are talking about this crisis in Germany when the Germans were fled with the wave of immigrants basically from the Middle East. Poland refused to accept the quota. Then it was the recent crisis on the Polish-Belarusian border.
Right.
When illegal migrants imported by Lukashenko from the Middle East, they wanted to cross the border illegally. There is a procedure if you would like to cross the border, so you can go to the border crossing with your papers and you can ask for the political asylum. So it's international procedure.
Well, I do hear what you're saying, although there have been reports of Africans from Ukraine who say they've been turned away from the Polish border. And you're also referencing this situation this winter when Polish troops were pushing asylum seekers away from the border and back into Belarus, which, of course, we were all following at that time. I just want to, you know, there's a lot of people who are saying, though, that non-Europeans are being treated differently. Do you not see that?
Not exactly. When I worked in Ukraine, I remember that it was a lot of Africans, Asians studying at the Ukrainian universities, and now they are also with wave of immigrants. They are treated like the part of this Ukrainian package, but yes, the border guards and our police should be careful in order to look for the so-called troublemakers, because if it will be a troublemaker and if this troublemaker makes a a panic using, I don't know, bomb, whatever. So we'll be having a big, big problem at the border.
The last time we spoke with you, it was January, and we were still just talking about a Russian troop buildup on the border. But even at that point, you said that you were worried about armed conflict potentially spilling over into Poland, which would then potentially trigger a much larger war. Poland, a member of NATO. Are you even more worried about that now?
Yeah, I think that's that the last speech of President Biden shows this clearly, that it is not just my concern, but it is a general concern. And if Ukraine will fail, so the next target of Putin's regime will be the eastern flank of NATO, Baltic states, Poland, Romania. It could start the potential conflict on much larger scale, on simply the scale of the world war.
And at the same time, the Russian bombardment and attacks on Ukrainian cities is escalating. Do you believe that Western support, Western money, Western weapons, is that enough to hold back the Russians and to save Ukraine and to prevent what you're talking about?
Probably it is not enough. We need more. We need sanctions, and we need to topple President Putin. And but it is not up to us. It's up to the Russian people, or it's up to the Kremlin oligarchs. We need much more to force Putin, or maybe not Putin, but the replacement of Putin to step down.
Jan Pieklo is the former Polish ambassador to Ukraine. He served from 2016 to 2019. Mr. Ambassador, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.